I want to do two things. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's talk about Beta 1. How stable are we? How down are we? Mm-hmm. I mean, I see, if I was to summarize, now I'm a SAML guy.
Mm-hmm.
Drag and drop, exciting, good demo, mm-hmm. but I'm a SAML guy. So I saw IntelliSense on the data binding, which excites me. Mm-hmm. I see the resource picker.
Mm-hmm.
I see the color editor mm-hmm. or whatever
and the binding
you want to
IntelliSense
call it.
And, yep. the, and the resource stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of that, to me, comes together really well with Selection Sync.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that's a lot of what I need because that's where I'm spending most of my time. So how stable is it? Should I be using it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how far, like, what do you think?
So here's the deal, right? Beta 1 is functionally very complete. But in terms of performance in particular, you may find that it's a little slower than you're expecting, right, in terms of what you're used to. Because the reality is this is a first beta. It's functionally complete, but we haven't had time yet to do all of the performance tuning that we really want to do. So in the beta 2 release, we're working really hard to make sure that performance is really snappy, right? Because we know that if you're going to spend all day in a development tool, you don't want to be waiting,
yep.
right? And we hear that loud and clear. We understand that's important. But what you have to understand is there's an awful lot of new plumbing that's gone into Visual Studio 2010, and it takes some time to bake that down to a nice performant model, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, you shouldn't expect to see super performance in every scenario. Some of them are really working great already, but in others we've not yet had the bake time to actually get things nice and crisp on the performance side. What we do want though is we want your functional feedback. What we want to understand is the way you do your job, and you were talking about you're a XAML guy, and there are folks also who will be drag and drop guys and who will want to make those scenarios work. We really want to hear what it is that you make of these features. Do the features make sense to you? Do they make your job easier? Is there some little tweak that we could do to them that would make your job times n easier,
yep.
right? And that's the kind of feedback we really want to hear from the beta. You can absolutely go ahead and work with these tools today. There's no go-live license for things that work out of Visual Studio 2010 in the WPF and Silverlight arena, but there's nothing to stop you taking the XAML that you've built here, working with it finally in Visual Studio 2008 and shipping it, because the other thing you may not know is that Visual Studio 2010 supports multi-targeting. So you don't even have to wait for Framework 4.0, and as long as you don't use Framework 4.0 features in your application, you can go ahead and ship that application that you've worked on by building it up in here and then ship it over to 2008 and put it out the door on 3.5, for WPF that is. For Silverlight 3, we support both Silverlight 3 and Silverlight 2. We support Silverlight 3 to the level of Silverlight 2 support. So, for instance, if you have a feature that is only around in Silverlight 3, it'll work, the application will work, but we won't provide design support for that because we haven't yet had time to bake that in. It was a very close race between us and Silverlight 3 for the finishing post of shipping betas, and sometimes in those situations you can't support everything all at once. Obviously, by the time we ship, we'll do a better thing around that as well. But yeah, it's important to understand that this is not a performance test bed. It's a place where you can understand whether you can get your job done or not, and we really want to know whether you can. That kind of makes sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. So, I mean, I'll give you feedback. Like, I'll try to give you feedback on the dialogue, say, this is usable, this is not.
Exactly.
Give you a couple tips.
So let's take this picker, for instance. You know, does it work for you? You know, I'm building up this kind of particular kind of binding, and when I get to this stage, I always find I have to go and twiddle with the XAML, and that kind of breaks my flow. And I'd rather you fix that. That would be a piece of feedback that would be super valuable for us to hear.
So one thing I want to make sure, bring it up. So there's actually two things. You said there was some regotting within Visual Studio. Visual Studio is now parts of it are written with WPF.
Correct, yes.
And I know you already got a little bit of flack. I was reading yesterday that we didn't do text. We have some text enhancements in WPF 4
mm-hmm.
that are not in Beta 1.
Correct.
And I'm pretty sure you're going to get blamed for it.
Yes.
So those is a WPF runtime thing. I want to make sure people knew that.
Yes. Now, it's very important to understand that the text crispness question, which comes up a lot on the various forums where we take feedback, and is very much being addressed in the Beta 2 timeframe for WPF. And what that means is that those advantages will flow straight from the framework straight into Visual Studio. So everywhere where you see text and you're thinking, that's maybe a little fuzzier than I want it to be, that story gets a whole lot better in Beta 2. So yes, we understand. We know it's important. We haven't yet got those bits into the synchronized place that they need to be to ship them to you, but we will in the Beta 2 timeframe.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to highlight is, at least for me, I'm curious about your separation between SAML and drag and drop like behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I come from. I've seen a few videos, I've mm-hmm. seen a few demos, and you always demo the drag and drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I said earlier, I'm a SAML guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot more power and benefit to you doing binding, you know, IntelliSense on the binding.
Mm-hmm.
These dialogues do look very handy.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think, you know, by WPF4, what's your philosophy or what's your goal where you say, oh, you know, we do expect everybody to just drag and drop everything.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we really don't want everybody to drag and drop everything, and that's because we understand that's not the way the real world works, right?
Yeah. I was thinking about it yesterday, and I'm an ASP.NET guy sometimes,
uh-huh.
and I've had an ASP.NET designer for years,
mm-hmm.
And I still find it much easier for me to go in and start typing,
because mm-hmm.
I know my tags, and I can be much more efficient at
sure.
typing. Now, WinForms guys, I think they're in use to the drag and drop because in Windows Forms, when I did it, yes, setting a button 10 properties was typing a
kind
lot.
Kind of hard work, right?
It was a lot of code. Everything was code.
Mm-hmm.
But I think SAML is kind of concise enough.
It's a bit more compact.
Yeah. And you have selection sync, which lets me navigate across.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take? Like by WPF4 RTM or Visual Studio 2010 RTM, are you thinking like, okay, we've optimized, you know, the drag and drop, we've optimized, you know, everything? What's
I
your
think
thinking?
Here's my take, right? What we've done is we've produced an environment that, for those who've come from the Windows Forms background, should be very straightforward to understand and lets them get productive pretty quickly, producing their first applications. But as I was saying, the kind of XAML that it spits, we want it not to be the kind of XAML that leaves you in a hole, that leaves you in a place where you can't dive in and start using tags if you want to, you can't extend, because we really want people not to be stuck in a dead-end place. Equally, if you're first generation and you've already invested in those kind of Jedi skills that you have around the XAML, right, you've got the fingers on the keyboard, you want to go, and we understand there are a lot of people who've invested heavily there, I absolutely want us to have enabled scenarios for you as well. So I'll have to say, we have focused slightly more on the RAD side than we have on the XAML side in this release. It's probably been a kind of two-thirds, one-third, maybe. Actually, the big thing is we've also supported an interactive Silverlight designer, so there's a lot of investment gone in there as well. But it's not like we're leaving the XAML guy in the dark, right? So as you've seen, these pop-up features, these guides here, if you like, they provide help for the XAML guy too. We're hoping that we'll be able to provide that key IntelliSense, kind of the last piece of the markup extension IntelliSense that is missing at the moment. If not in the final VS 2010 release, then hopefully not too long after that. We understand that's an important piece. But there are things that you might want as a XAML guy that we haven't yet provided. And so we're clearly not done in that regard. For instance, a lot of XAML guys would like to see us do XAML refactoring capabilities, and that's one thing that people mention quite often. We just haven't had time to put that in right now.
Yeah, let's face it, there's a reality between being very functional,
uh-huh.
which the way I look at it with 2010, if I heard you, or from what you, the way you describe the priorities, to me it's simple. If I'm a Windows Forms guy,
mm-hmm.
I can first of all come in, drag and drop everything, get very comfortable, learn about the XAML.
Yep.
And then, I can make the choice of being a XAML guy or continue to be a designer guy. So you're definitely easing
and
the ramp
back
up,
and forth, actually.
Right? And I can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Refactoring, I don't
you
see
can live
that
without
as a priority.
That for now?
Yeah, I need to build apps. I don't necessarily need to, refactor my apps
sure.
on version 1. And I'm excited about what I see on beta 1. I think I definitely could build apps. I've been building
cool.
apps, and you've eased some of my pains.
Good.
So the three dialogues that I looked at, I was just like, yes, yes.
So, I mean, ones I haven't showed you here, there's, for instance, another one that causes common pain. We've now got an image picker that allows you to find an image on your disk. And that obscure syntax that you have to use to path it correctly, yeah it does all of that for you.
Hmm.
So things like that, convenience features that help you get going, and whether they work on the XAML side or on the designer side, that's exactly where we've been at.
So good. This is great. Now just go back and get the perf, and let's
ship
it.